five tam and the five muladim. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, after the five muladim, hazeiv, v'harvi, v'adoi, v'anamah, v'ardol, v'anochash. That there are several animals, wild animals, six wild animals, hare'ilu muladim. Rabbi Elazar Oymer, b'zman che b'nei tar, b'zein muladim, v'anochash mu'on la'oylam. Machloikis tanakam muladim, five out of the six, is it possible for them to be b'nei tarbos? Can they be domesticated? So Rabbi Elazar says that only a nachash is impossible to domesticate. Tosvis on Tesvavam Beis discusses what that means. Ritam says that if you put an animal into chains, so then that would be considered to be a ben taras by everybody. But without chaining an animal, that's a machloikes Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar. All right? Maybe if you want, we can discuss that machloikes tomorrow. But this din, that the Mishnah says, Hari Elu Mu'adin. So what's the din of being Mu'adin? So Pashtus Mu'adin in this Mishnah means that when pays Nezek Sholem Minu Aliyah, correct? That's the din of Mu'adin. So Tosfos on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Tosfos over here are, they print to put them in different places. So the man on the side points out that this Tosfos and the Tosfos and the top of Tez Zaymid Beis, so they all belong in the Mishnah. The next Tosfos belongs in the Yomid Aleph. The printer, the Vilna Press printer, decided to boom around a little bit. Good. So the Nach, so the Tosfos says, Lav b'chol in yonei hezek chashiv mu'adin. Mishnah says, Harelu mu'adin. And there are six wild animals that are always going to be a mu'ad. So if a person has a pet monkey, or let's say you decide to open a zoo, let's say you have decided to open a traveling petting zoo, take it to kids' birthday parties, right? Or you decide to open a safari. So, in all of these cases, any of the animals who do hezek, so you'll be chayiv, the owner will be chayiv, nezek sholem. So the Tosfos says, lav b'chol in yonei hezek chashive mu'odim, elo kol echon b'midei d'urche, k'goin shebo zei v'toraf, ari v'doras. Tosfos says that when the Mishnah says they're all going to be that these are mu'adim l'shalem nezek sholem, that's only when the animal die, when the animal is mazik. In the normal way that lions are mazik. But if a lion is mazik in an unusual way, so then it will be a tam. So what's the point of it being, when we say that a lion is a mu'ad, mu'adin, that you pay nezek, that's if the lion is mazik kidarchai. Right? So when it's mazik kidarchai, so when it does a neshicha kedarkoi, let's say lions normally do neshicha, they normally do derisa, they normally do be'ita. So those forms of hezek in a shore would be kedarkoi, and yochai, they be shaloi kedarkoi, it'd be kavana lahazik, and you'd pay chatzin nezek. So those activities that if a shor engages in those activities, he's a tam. So if an ari does those activities, he's a muad. But if an ari does strange activities, then he's vayter a tam. Is that correct? Taisa says that. Taisa is really quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. When the Gemara discusses this sugya, Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Ari Bishus Harabim, top of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Ari Bishus Harabim, person has his lion and he's taking him for a stroll in Bishus Harabim. Right? Doras v'ochal potter, right? Let's say you have a situation where a person is going to on a safari, and he brings his pet to the safari, and he and his pet are in the public area, and an ari is also there. Are all where they're supposed to be? So the ari is doras v'ochal. So Shmuel says, Potter, Aizamuad, Torah v'ochal, that is Chayim. Doras v'ochal, Shmuel explained, why is he Potter? Came on the Urche Lemidris. Havalei kemoi she'ochla peirois v'yirakois. To have a l'shein v'shus harabim u'potter. Torah lab urcheyu. Shmuel says it's Rishus HaRabim. So when we said that the Aryeh is a Muad, the halacha is that an Aryeh is a Muad, meaning that if he's Mazik Shaloi Kedarkai, right, then he's Chayiv. Doras v'akevan de urcheyu. He tramples the animal and he eats it. That's not normal. So since it's not normal, no. Doras v'ochel, that's normal. That's urche. So since that's urche, so then that's shein v'shus harabim and he's potter. Torav, if he mauled the animal, that's lav urche. Since that's lav urche, so then he's chayiv b'rishus harabim.
Why isn't doras regel?
Well, hold on a second. Again, what's Shmuel's din? Shmuel's din is ari b'rishus harabim doras v'ochel poter torah v'ochel chayiv. So how is Shmuel explaining the din of muad? No.
If it's something that the animal is torah is orche.
Yeah.
Then that's what it's what is for.
That it's mwedes l'shein for something that's worth it for shein. If it damages a lion, like tarach achla, which is not worth it, that's keren versus rabbin. It's not mwedes for that.
So how is
Shmuel interpreting the Mishnah? Hazei, ari, azei, vadova, bardalas, vanomer, kulan mu'odene.
The taste is subjective for each animal.
Was that?
It's subjective for each animal. That's what our mission is saying. Otherwise, it wouldn't have listed each animal.
What's the din that it's saying? Go ahead.
It's exactly like Shor.
Exactly like Shor.
Yeah.
The what?
That it has the things that are normal for it and dvarim that are mishumet to it.
Right.
And the dvarim that it's normal to do, we treat that just like Shane and Regal, and we treat anything that's mishumet just like Karen.
So that's what it sounds like. But then there'd be no Kiddush in the Mishnah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? So the only thing that the Mishnah's saying is that you look at each animal to find out it's Urche. Nope, what would you say?
Maybe the Mishnah's Kiddush is that even though you think that these animals, there's nothing you can worry about at all, still these animals are Urche and non-Urche within themselves. You think that Doras and Ochel and Torah for Ochel would be be the same thing if it's a giant animal that killed something.
But that, so that's Shmuel's Chiddush, but what is, what's the point of the Mishnah? If everything's correct, but what's
Shmuel was pointing out the Chiddush for our Mishnah.
So then, but then it's the same thing as Shmuel, then it should just say, it has the same thing as a shore. No, Jesse?
I'm not positive how you get this from the Mishnah, but Tosfos Rosh asked this kasha on Tosfos, what's the clear from this? He explained that from the fact that Timuah tells us that you want to kill all behemoths, even ones that are bigger than it. And that's the clear from the Mishnah, telling Timuah. Even though the Tom, even though it would be just like other animals in terms of Orchai and not, the clear is that it's Timuah to kill whole behemoths to kill the dog.
So what Daniel is saying is that the Harei Hei Mu'odin, in effect, is just saying that you have to know that Urche is different than Urche of Ashur, a little bit different. No, is it Jordan?
Could say that the Havamid would be that because these animals are always Mu'odin Kolasan, that it just, you totally leave the Hagdaras of Shein Ragel Karen. Any Hezek that does is automatically Nezek Shalim, regardless of the Rishus of where the Hezek happens, because these are animals that are deemed dangerous. And Shmuel's saying that really it's still all Tully on the Hagdaras of Shein, Karen, Regel, and then subsequently the Rishus also play a big part, as opposed to how the Rambam is not there, that it's just any type of Hezek, wherever it happens.
Okay.
Okay.
So you go look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when it comes to there are chamisha tam and chamisha muadin. Habehema comes to a domesticated animal, so there's negicha, negifa, neshicha, revitza, and beita are all tam activities. They're all unusual activities, and therefore there's a tam muad. All right. On the other hand, Mu'edes lechol servoyla, mu'edes lishbor derech ilucha. Hazev, varviva dominom, hare elu mu'odin. So Rashi says, what's hare elu mu'odin? Afilu b'neshicha. Ubukol nizokin. Umishalmin Vailim Shalem Nezek Shalem. That all of the above listed activities that are unusual for a shore, they're normal for a Arize Bartolus number. Afilub Habeilum Uodin, but Afilub and Shicha. The unusual activities for a shore. The way Jesse said to be mazik, a large animal, that which we would say, kelev she'achla imra. So the strange activity. So you look at the Mishnah, you think that means that there is no tam, there is no karen, right? That's what it sounds like. There is no karen because all the things karen v'kol toldei seha are muadim. Right? So now, is that a chiddush in principle? Or is that a chiddush because kacha yatsa? In principle, I'd be saying there's no such thing as a karen. There's no cheskas shimur. So that would be the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakhama. So Shmuel says, no, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is the way Jordan just said it. That it's so, of course there can be a Karen, there can be a Tam, there can be a Muad. Omar Shmuel says, no, Pshat in the Mishnah is not the simple meaning of the Mishnah, not the way you would assume the Mishnah to be from Rashi. when Rashi says Benshicha, so you could say one of two ways. You could say that the Mishnah is saying there is no such thing as Tam Karen. There is no such thing as, there's no Karen. That of is only Gavi Behemoth. So Shmuel says, no, there is Karen. You have to redefine the Karen. You have to redefine. Ari Bishus HaRabim. So the Bishus HaRabim, Shein is Chayiv and Karen. Bishus HaRabim, Shein is Potter and Karen is Chayiv. So Shmuel says, Bishus HaRabim, that's how we'll figure out if there's a Karen. If there's no Karen, then whatever happens, Bishus HaRabim will be Potter. Correct? So that's how we're going to figure out Pshat. Ari Bishus HaRabim, Doras V'Ochal Potter. No, that's the din of Shein. But Torah V'Ochal Chayav HaYitochen, there's no... There is no chiv of Shein Bishus HaRabim. Based on Chois, he's talking about a Karen. Shmuel saying there is a Karen. Legab, if you just figure the Karen is. Torah v'ochal. Doras v'ochal potter keimadu urchil in bidus havali kemoi shochal peris v'yirakois. Tavali Shein Bishus HaRabim potter. But Torah v'lav urchay. The balance of the Gemara is to challenge this Metzias. The Gemara is lememra that treifal aburcheyo. You're going to tell me that that's true that an animal that if a lion rips apart another animal, that's not what lions do. Maksiv aposuk in Nochum. Are ye teref? V'day guroisav umechanek lilvoisav. Yimali teref chayrev uvaynos of treifa. The nevuah loss of lovey. Rav Nachum says, it opens up with the famous pasuk. But loss of lovey, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of all the sons of Yisrael. Famous pasuk. Yeah. Hine Elohim Raglim Mavasim Meshmiya Sholim. Chogi Yehuda Chegayach. Shalmi Nederayach. Ki Loi Yosef Od Lavor Boch. Your enemies will no longer go through passive. B'liyal Kuli Nechras. All of your Sinai will be cut away. You'll be able to go back to your Yerushalayim and celebrate. So in the context of that nevuah, so Nachum says that the various Sinai Yisrael, who are referred to as Arayos, I think it's Nebuchadnezzar and maybe Sisra, no, Musancheru. Aye Moin Arayos. Says where are these lions? Where are these Sinai Yisrael? Where are these giant enemies of Klal Yisrael? Umir Ulakfirim. Where is this place that he couldn't walk there? Because all the young cubs there. Asholach Ari Levisham Gur Ayyev Ein Machri. Aryeh Terif Bade Guroysev. This is where are these the generals that would rip apart the Machanik and would strangle? The Male Terif Chayrim. They filled their places of dwelling with Nevelis. So the Gemara says, but when Nachum describes the metaphors Nachum uses, are metaphors that things that animals do. So animals rip apart the Aryeh rips apart animals, right? It strangles other animals. Mole terav chayra. So the Gemara says, but b'day gerosav. The Aryeh only rips apart animals in order to provide food. You see from the Navi that a lion doesn't go on a rampage just to kill. If a lion goes on a rampage just to kill, that's not lav urche. So that would be, according to the Shmuel, that would be Karen. Vatanya. Chaya shenichnesa lechotzer anizik. torfa behema the ochla vosar mishalim nezek shalem. The Gemara explains, no, it's torfa laniach, and then it came back, and in a separate situation, vosar. So the balance of the Gemara is to support Shmuel's din. At the end, the Gemara says, we can't, we're not going to be able to work the last braisa out in order to be able to accommodate Shmuel's din. But Shmuel's din, the Gemara doesn't change Shmuel's din. Alright? So now when Tosfos says, Lav b'chol inyanei hezek chashiva muadim, doesn't mean that the mamish muad, that there's no such thing as a Cameron and Tam. That's Tezam and Beis. Shmuel said, there is a tie, there is a situation that a Zev Aryeh Bartolus is going to be considered to have do something that's a Lab Urche. We'll have a din of Karen. El Kolechud b'midei de Urche. But you have to figure everyone out. That's what Daniel said. Kigoyin Shabbo Zev v'Torav. Ari v'Dorav. Doras ay Torav. Again, Zev v'Torav. Ari v'Doras ay Torav laniach. Avo b'midei de Lab Urche. Kigoyin Ari sh'Torav v'Ochal. V'chein shor v'zegos de Lab Urchayu. Lo yavim mu'odim. El Mishlam Chati Nezek. And it's all halachas of shame. Why? That shame is the rabbi. Get on the shvul. The Gemara. Be the rabbi. Doris bechol poter. So the all this Tosfos is pointing out to us is don't forget to make sure that you learn Shmuel's prat in the Mishnah. Correct. The time we finish the Gemara, when you get to Shmuel, you've understood the Mishnah, and you've understood the... And Tosfos says that's part of the Mishnah. Correct? So now, Hayetz Mikol Zeh, when the Mishnah says, Ari Zeb Dov, Nomer Bardalus, no one else? Enochash. Easy to remember. The first three are, we use his names. Ari Zev and Dov. It's easy to remember. The number of Bartolus and Nachash aren't used the names yet. So Lach Ora, when you get to this Maskana, when you get to Shmuel, when you get to the Tosfos, there's no huge Chiddush over here. There's a discussion between Rabbi Elazar and Tana Kama whether these animals are b'nei tarbus or not. There's a discussion whether how much of a shmira you have to give them. Is it shayach to give them a shmira? Is it shayach to stop them from doing yuchayu? If you put them in chains, is that called already? Have you now relinquished your responsibility? Right, so there's a discussion. What's called shmira legabei lion? What do you put in the owner's manual? All right? But in principle, there's no change in principle. Right? And all we're doing is recalibrating when it's a care and when it's a shame. We're recalibrating Chiyuv Shmira. So in the Mishnah, Zarei Eilu Muadin, so it's not the Pashas in the Mishnah that they're always a Muad. The Mishnah is saying is in all of the ways that we have described a Karen for a shore, in all those ways it's going to be a Shen and Regel. You're going to have to figure out other ways of Tam. It's not an earth breaking Chiddush, a ground breaking Chiddush. Just a recalibration. Right? Correct? Look at the Rambam. Chamisha minei behema mu'odin b'tchilos b'riyoson lahazek v'yafilo hein tarbus v'fichach v'miziko v'yimiso v'negicho oi v'neshicho u'driso ki yoytze v'en chayiv nezek sholeh. Ve'elu hein are friends of me, right? Zev ayidov ner varlus minach. Chamisha mini ve'ema mu'odim mitchilas b'yasa. Ve'afilu hein tarbus. And even if you will domesticate them, it doesn't count. Not called domesticated. Lefichach, since they're mu'odim mitchilasa, so that, therefore, if they did anything which we normally call Karen, then Chayiv Nezek Sholim. What about if the animal does something which is Urchei? Would it then be?
What?
Sounds like if it does something which we would call Urchei. Right? And these things, this is Urchei, right? What would be if it does something which is Lav Urchei? Is that correct from this Rambam? Is that a correct inference? Chamish shemini v'heima mu'odim mitchilas b'yosem. L'hazak afilu ein tarmus. Chamish shemaisim tamim. Yesh v'heima. V'im hua doli echud meyen nasas mu'edes l'oysa ma'ase. Alright? Amol ashein mu'edes mitchilosa. Haregel mu'edes mitchilosa. Chamish shemini v'heima Mu'odin mitchilas b'yosin lahazik. V'yafilu ein tarvus. They're mazikim from the very beginning. Mu'odin mitchilas b'yosin lahazik. Lefichach, im eziko, im yisa, min gicha, abin ishicha, abin risa, ki yisa ben. Anything like that. Chayiv nezek sholem. No, what's the... And the Rambam does not record the din of Aryeh She Doras V'Ocha. Nope, what did you say, Jordan?
It sounds like he doesn't necessarily care, so to speak, about Orchid. He's just saying their Teva is to be Mazikin, so then whatever they do, any type of Hezek that they cause, Chayin Hezek Jolly. It happens to be that he uses a couple of examples of the ways in which animals in general are Mazik.
Right.
But Lav Davka, that he's Mavdir based on specific actions, which is if one of these animals is mazik, chayim is a jolly because that's their devil.
No, what did you say, Effie?
And
the halacha says
specifically
nachash noshach. V'chein nachash noshach harei zemuad.
So nachash that does other things. It sounds like specific actions that the animal does that it's
wood for that.
Yeah.
And nachash it does a boa constrictor. So then, it'd be hard to support that because the lechora and nachash that does the bow constrictor lechora is also in wood.
Right.
Maybe for that specific thing, but he goes out of way. He separates it out at the end of the halacha. He has the first four animals.
Yeah.
He says the principle, and then the chena nachash and nasha.
Mm-hmm. No, what would you say? The nail.
I thought that going along with that, he said you could take it a step further.
Yeah.
That means that all other actions for the five other animals are always buad and are always considered orphan.
Okay.
No, so meaning if you don't care about it at all, he's totally in common with those.
The question is do you think the Rama has a din of lav orchei?
No.
Why not?
Because he points out that all five animals and all under all actions are always considered orphan.
Further, the Rama also. The fact that he says "Betchilas b'yosan lahazik," so lechayra, if the Rambam would understand the Mishnah similar to the Tosfos, then the Rambam couldn't say "Betchilas b'yosan lahazik." He would have to say "Betchilas b'yosan l'nshayach l'ngoyif l'droys." So these are examples. V'yosan lahazik.
Can
you
just read
that word in B'nai
Tarbus with that line?
V'afilu hein tarbus. Yeah.
Also the
Rambam. Move 1 second there for what?
By saying the Pinos of the Muslim, he's saying whether they're Bnei Tarmus or whether they're not Bnei Tarmus, as soon as they're born, they're
Muslim. But again, the question is, Tosus would say, Mitchilas B'yoson, Lin Shoch, Lin Goach, V'ledros, Amalo L'trof V'lecho. Right? Tosus would say, would then say that they are Chayiv Nezek Sholem B'shus HaYochid and not B'shus HaRavim.
Why does he use those examples? Why doesn't he just say Mizeko and Miso?
And he says Kayote Behen, meaning this is a track of things they do, not everything necessarily. Like these, not everything.
Kayote Behen.
Yeah, that's a way of phrase. That's a little more, These kinds of things which animals normally do, which are listing, and things which animals normally do, normally you're going to be Chayote and Shon.
He should have just said Mizeko and Miso if he meant anything.
No, it could be that the Rambam would say, Lefichah, therefore, if these animals do even these things which are considered to be Lavorche, over here, all the examples of Lavorche that we can think of, depends how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. If you learn Pshat in the Mishnah, like Tosfos, that, like Shmuel, so then. These are five examples of a short this lav urcha. Alright? But then there's also urcha. However, if you look at the end of the Gemara and say kasha, that means the Gemara in the end was not able to resolve Shmuel's pshat with the Braisa. And therefore it's possible that we would not learn pshat like Shmuel. And then we'd go back to our original reading of the text, to the Mishnah that says, Mu'adin. There's no such thing. Even all of those things which if a shor does, we would call lav urche, but that's by b'nei tarbus. By non-b'nei tarbus, so all those things are urche, are normal. No, Jordan?
In terms of the Rambam listing Nachash and Noshach at the end, the Mishnah lists it separately, and then Tosfos addresses how there's something fundamentally different about a snake in the way it bites than other animals have their mouth. So the Rambam's match of that difference between snakes and other animals, something about the nature of a snake. It bites and it's not nenet. So there's a Havamina to say that because that's not, the snake isn't nenet from the Neshicha, it would be excluded from the Hagdaras of all these other animals.
That's good,
when a lion's Taraf Yachal, or La'aniach, and then later eats, it's nenet from the attack. So Nachash, there's a strong avenue to exclude it from the same Hagdaras because it's not nenet at all from the Neshicha, and the Rambam is telling us don't fall prey to that erroneous avenue. You know, it's still a mu'ud.
It's still a mu'ud. Yeah, that's correct. The filo yivetar. So they told the so lechayra. So the Rambam pointed out. Although there is a, it's not 100% sure, but L'chayra, the Rambam and the Tosfos, and L'chayra, this is Pshat in the Vilna Gaon. Which Vilna Gaon? In other words, why would I press this Pshat? Because Vilna Gaon says, you're going to read the Rambam, and you're not going to be sure whether the Rambam is Cholik or not. Right? You're going to read it either like Ellie's reading it, like Yoni's reading it, like Jordan's a Ram. So you will go and says, I'm telling you. When you get to the Ram, you should know he's Chalik in this Tosfos. Right? So using the guidance of the Vilna Gaon, so we're reading the Ram correctly. Right? Instructions. You saw the instructions. Right? Instructions. The Gaon gave you instructions. He said, when you look at the Rambam, you should know, beware. He's not saying what this Tosfos is saying. I'm just pointing out that it stands to reason that there would be an alternate pshat. How can the Ram pass against the Gemara? All Tosfos is doing, all he's doing is saying Shmuel. But the Gemara said Kasha in the end. So Kasha can be learned one of two ways. It could be Kasha, but we're holding by Shmuel. In other words, there are two kinds of Kashas, right? The Kasha is on Mafricha, and a Kasha is on Mafricha. A Kasha that keeps you up at night, and a Kasha that you can still go to college in the afternoon. So Gemara is saying, this is the second hand of Kasha, you can still go to college, don't get so nervous. It'll work out okay. But then there's a Kasha, and then you can still pass like Shmuel. But then there are kashas that can't have lunch. So that kind of kasha means you're not kind of pasuk like Shmuel.
The Rambam doesn't pasuk because of that. The Lechem Mishnah
says. What's that?
The Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't pasuk like Shmuel because of the kasha.
Because the kasha, yeah. Once you so once you see this kasha, you see Lechem Mishnah, you see the Vilna going saying that the Rambam did not put Shmuel in the Mishnah. So therefore Rambam is saying the way that we would read the Mishnah, we would not get to Tezaimut Beis, that we would, why would we read the Mishnah, that there is no such thing as Karen when it comes to these wild animals. What does that mean, there's such thing as Karen? There's no Kamen al-Hazik. It means there's no, anything this animal does, whatever pain, aggravation inflicts, that's the archway. Mimela, it's what? It's Shein V'Regel. So what's the basic, how would you articulate the machlokes between Rambam and Tosfos? Go ahead.
Wait, so just there is no Karen Tam, right?
There is no...
Rambam, there's no Mishuna.
Exactly. Correct.
So, Lechora would be a discussion of, do you have a right to have these animals in society?
Whoa, no, you're only a few steps ahead. In terms of being Magda the Hezek. Being Magda the Din first. What are they chalik on in terms of the din? Good.
Toso says still that they're still magdir the same way as a shore, that there's separate categories of hezek, karen, chain, and ragel. And then Rambam would say that once you have an animal that mitzvilas b'yosan is a muad, you just throw out the hagdaras of separate types of hezek, and everything it does is done chalim in the same way as a regular.
So according to Rambam, all of these animals are in the category chain ragel. Whatever they do is chain ragel. Right, Shein V'Regel, and therefore, well, hold on a second, and therefore, they will all be part of Bishus Rabbim. And according to Tosfos, no, these animals can still, there's something they can still do, which will be lav urchei, and they'll have the din of Kara. We're just recalibrating. According to Rambam, it's not shayach for them to have a din of Kara. And according to Tosfos, of course, the Shach and the Din of Karen.
The Lechem Mishnah also points out that the Rambam's made the Shmuel's point about the Shinur Rishuyos, that you would be butter to the Rambam because of Shinur Rishuyos.
But it's the same Din. It's same.
I'm saying it's
same
the
Din. Yeah.
That's the Rambam.
Can you explain why you're part of Shinur Rishuyos according to the Rambam?
Why you're part of, because?
Where is it in the halacha? Like, why can't this mean that instead of there being like an Indian, like a short time, it's always mu'ud?
If you look at the next halacha,
it is always mu'ud, yeah.
I'm saying you should be chayav nezek shalim and surabim for a lion.
No, look at the next halacha in Zion.
But why would you create a new din like that?
Because these animals are always mu'ud, mitchila. There's no tam, there's no anything, there's always chayav.
Yeah.
If you look in the Halacha Zayin and the Rambam, where he talks about an animal that's a muad, and when you paint it as a chalim, he says it's medvar mamurim when it's neplasa to the rishus and nizak.
He says kol muad.
Yes.
Right. So lechara kol muad refers to
just like the in Halacha Vav, those five animals is part of kol muad. So you paint it as a chalim when it's in rishus and nizak. And lafuke.
Right. So your question is, what was that?
That Rambam not necessarily right. He didn't say anything about rishus and
rabbi.
And again, said this is like Adam. Same way Adam muad olam, there are also behemoths that are muad olam. Mm-hmm.
Nichna said, "This is Rishus Mas. Hezekiah Rishus Rabim, or Chosu Shein Rishus Shneyan."
Thank you.
No, the Magid Mishnah is imposing Shmuel onto the Rambam. Magid Mishnah is against the Vilna Gaon's Hara. He says it. He says V'chol elu mosu masa shein revegel dinim kedin shein revegel mosu masa karen. Right? He's just saying exactly what we learned shot. That's why there's a chiluk rishuyos. Like the Mishnah is just saying the Rambam held like the we should not be medayik in the Rambam. Like the Mishnah read the Rambam the way that Yoni read the Rambam.
The Magid Mishnah is saying that he must be Meisah Karen, but he Meisah Meisah Karen on Allah, he could be Karen.
Yeah.
He didn't call for a Shuyos, from the Borah Tama. Allah Shein Muad Miskasim.
Right.
The real idea is, if you do an act, there is room to say within the Rambam, but it's still an action that's Lavar Mayo. And the way it works is always that it's Karen, but the Karen Muad.
Yeah, no, what you're saying is correct that when there is, when could impose this on the Rambam. However, L'chor it isn't in position, because the Rambam does not, the Rambam could be clearer, and again, we could support what you're saying, because the way the Rambam lists these five examples, in an Achanami. Once the Vilna Gaon says that we should not read the Rambam that way, so then I would say, Yosef, it says, Mitchilas b'yosin l'hazik, and these are the examples, and the Rambam is not distinguishing between Mishus Yosef and Rambam, so all we're discussing right now is whether the Rambam is like Tosin like Tosfos. Good? But if you hold the Rambam like Tosfos, you can't bring it out from the Magid Mishnah that he gives with Eli.
Right.
But you can't bring a raya from the Magid Mishnah's read of the Rambam that Eli's read of the Rambam is correct.
No.
Because the Magid Mishnah is reading the Rambam that he holds of Shmuel.
Isn't it possible to say that Shmuel never says that he is Chatzinezer? Shmuel says that in this case, Ari Shapara, the offal is going to be chayav in Rosh Yisrael Rabin.
Correct.
But can't we say that according to this shot that makes sense? Because it's going to be chayav in Rosh Yisrael Rabin, chayav is a chalim, because it's proclaimed, we're meeting to the Rosh Yisrael Rabin. And Rashi's the only one who says, Rashi says chatzinezek on that Gemara, but Shmuel himself never said that. Why can't we fit the Rambam into Shmuel? And still, he's arguing towards us about how to, if it's a chalim or chatzinezek.
It's just imposing a lot into the text that should have been spelled out, right? As if that's what the Rambam was saying, then he should have. If the Rambam is saying that we are now, that the chiddush over here is that we're not using the template of Karen and Shein Rebego, so the Rambam should tell us that. No, that. He's breaking the template now, so.
It seems like to some extent we are using it, because we're using Karen in terms of the chilk between the Shishpin being chayav and Shirab.
No. So you could say we are, the Rambam is showing us that we're not using the template of Karen, that you could say. But to say that the Rambam is holding on, wants us to say there is some remnant of the Karen in these five Muadin, Mitchilas B'yosan, and that is that they'll be, that they'll still pay Chatzi Nezek B'shus. So that's very Mechudish, except the Rambam should say here. That I think is too much, putting too much into the Rambam. I think so. So what, go ahead, Yoni? We'll let you know, okay? You're still new in this year, so we'll go easy. Another couple of weeks, you'll... go ahead.
Is there a distinction between Orchei and
Mishunah? Between Lav, Orchei, and Mishunah.
No, so maybe what the Rambam could be saying is that while it is Orchei, and it would be Chayav Nezek Shalim in Rishis in Rishis Ayachad, it still is some part of the Maisa that would be Mishuna and could be Chatzi Nezek, or you could still be Chayav in Rishis Rabbim.
But that would... Yeah, but so that would be saying... That would be a very significant chiddush to say that... What you're saying is the following, and this is what Yoni was saying, that the Rambam is listing over here that these five activities, like Tosfos is shot in the Mishnah, these five activities, whereas if a shor does them, they are lav urchai, and therefore have a din of keren, when these six animals do them, they are urchai, and therefore the din of shein regel. All right? So far, so good. So the question that we're raising is that now Shmuel said, but there is a way that these animals could do something that's lav urchai, and they'll have a din of keren. Does the Rambam record that? Right, so the Maggid Mishnah says yes. The Maggid Mishnah is is difficult because according to the Maggid Mishnah, why didn't the Rambam say Shmuel's din? Right, that's what's hard about the Maggid Mishnah. So the Vilna Gaon is saying the Rambam rejected, it went along with the Kasha, rejected Shmuel. So now we go back to the original Pshat of the Mishnah. Hold on, Jordan. Our original Pshat of the Mishnah is that these are not five examples which if a wild animal does them, it's Karen, which is Shein Regel. But we're saying there is no such thing as a Karen, Shein Regel, a Karen, when it comes to Neshicha, when it comes to these five animals. So that brings us to the next question. But L'chaira, a Metzias is a Metzias. Right? Facts are facts. So if there's an unusual thing for this for an Arya to do, there's got to be something that an Arya doesn't normally do. And if he does it, that's where Eli was going before. There has to be a strange activity. There has to be a lav urchei. Hard to imagine that these animals are totally predictable. So how do we understand the din if the din is that these wild, that all wild animals, all non-domesticated animals, they will be shein v'regel no matter what. Even if they're mechavein lahazik, it'll be shein v'regel because it's dark on lahazik. So why should it be that there should be no strange activity? There should be nothing about what you say chezkas shimur. So Eli was saying because ke'ilu the Torah was saying it's just that you have no. It's like tchilosi b'vshir sefironis that you're peshay for having them. You're peshay for thinking you can have them. So Mela, those two things are non. And not paying Nezer Shalom. But that only works because Eli assumes that there'd be Chayiv Rishus HaRabim. But if we say Kipashtus HaRambam, that they are Mu'odin like Shein V'Regel, and then they're Potter Rishus HaRabim, so then what we're saying is that we're saying for a carrot. Anybody in the Rishus HaRabim who sees somebody else walking as lion, so he still is on guard, so to speak. His fruit is no business being there. But Mela, since my fruit is no business being there, what does it matter whether my fruit gets eaten by a crazy cow, or a well-mannered cow, or by an out-of-control lion? What does it matter? If my fruit gets eaten by an out-of-control shore, so the Torah said, Nechanami, no one's really chayiv, but we give you a kenas. But if it gets eaten by an out-of-control lion, we still say, no. There's no reason to have your fruit there. You're not getting any tashlumen, and the Torah didn't put a knas in place. The animal that you have to watch your lions and your monkeys and your adkere kahle didn't go. But the deeper question is why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandon the Karen Hezek Legave these animals? According to Tosfos, the halacha is in place. Recalibration. Get it. Okay. No big chiddush. According to Rambam, the Torah said, everything we said in terms of Legabe domesticated animals. Right? Legabe wild animals? Nudin. Shane Regal. No such thing as a Karen. You'll tell me, but it's an out of control lion. He'll tell you the Metzius is. The Metzius is this lion. I had this lion for 20 years. He never did this. Right? So obviously it's a lion with a Karen. Alright? No. Shane Regal. No, go ahead.
So the Rambam in Perek Gimel of the Zion talked about Stam Chayos, so there isn't any of them Karen.
Yeah.
So then you can see Araya that these specific animals, we don't care about the Metzias. They're covenant also as Lahazik, we don't care how they're Mazik. And you see the Raya from the Nachash, who's Nashal,
so with Jordan's funny, that was the Kash the Rav asked against the Vilna Goyim. That was his Kasha. Rav left the Mitzorachian. Because of that, that would support the Magid Mishnah and what Jesse was saying before.
No, you could say you didn't even get to the Magid Mishnah.
Why?
Stamachaya, a regular wild animal, like an elephant.
Yeah.
There's an Indian carrot. And you can be Chayat Chatin as I did in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
These five animals are a separate section of Chayos, and they're always going to be Mazik, and we don't care about how they're Mazik. And you see the Raya that we don't care.
Oh, okay.
Even though he's not Nana at all.
In other words, you're saying is that according to the Rambam, this is not the din for all wild animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for these five.
So that was the So just finish up. So what's the basis for the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush? Between the Rambam and Tosfos. Right. Yeah. How would you explain it? Go ahead.
I were discussing it might have something to do with how, like, maybe how you define Karen. It's like define characteristic.
Go ahead.
Is it going to be more decided based on Orche Lav Orche, or more decided on Kanos Lahazik? Is this dangerous? Is this the animal that's Nua Tchilas Priyasim Lahazik?
Let's look at the din of Shein Rebegel. The Shein Rebegel is Potter Birshus Rabim, and Karen is Chayav Birshus Rabim. Right. So the distinguishing feature between Shein Rebegel on one hand and Karen on the other hand is that Birshus Hanizik. So then, Shein Rebegel is Chayiv, doesn't matter, because, and Karen, what Pasach HaChomim is Chayiv, but Rishus HaRabim, so that's where the Torah said Shein Rebegel is Potter, right? And Birshus HaRabim is where the Rosh and the Rif explained that Shein Rebegel is Potter because of Nefi saying because it's Urche, and since it's Urche, right? Why was one Potter? Because one couldn't be expected. That's the lashon of the Rosh. One couldn't be expected to watch over one's behemoth doing its urche b'shus harabim. So if the reason for the Ptur Rishus HaRabim is Exeris HaKosov, like the Rosh says, so that means that the Torah said that when an animal is doing Urchei, Bishus HaRabim is Potter, when it's doing Lav Urchei, then Bishus HaRabim is Chayiv. So then there'll be no reason not to apply that to a lion, to a bartalist, to another. Because Baruch Hu gave us Gedarim. The Gedar is Urchei Lav Urchei. So then let's figure out. Whatever is Urchei is Lav Urchei. But if what the Torah was teaching us a Svara that we explained yesterday, the Machlokes between the Rosh and the Rif, if Kadosh Baruch Hu was not saying that Kach Adin, that Brishus Rabim, Urchei Lav Urchei, what the Torah was saying is that the Balabayas, the person who owns this animal, so Brishus Rabim, we can, once he's in the Brishus Rabim, and notwithstanding Eli's ha'ara of what's he doing having this Rishon Rabbim. But once we're going to say that we cannot expect the Baal Hashor to watch over his animal so that he shouldn't eat your peiros, so that svar would apply to a zev, to a nomer, to a bartalus, for anything which it does.
So I can't bring it in.
Hold on. Okay. Again, so we're suggesting what the Rav suggested. The Rav suggested that the machlekes between the Rosh and the Riv would explain the machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. So again, let's just review and then we'll address what Eli's pointing out. What we point out in the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says that these animals, which are always modern, and Jordan was pointing out that the Zavka, these animals, we should not say these animals are on all wild animals. These animals, Zavka. What's the Chiddush, what's the Din Lagavi of these animals? What did the Mishnah really say? So, depends, it's a Machlekes, Tosfos, and Rambam. According to Tosfos, the Mishnah was saying these five animals act differently than your Shvarim. And you have to always look at each animal and figure out what's Urche, what's Lav Urche. Right? That's what Daniel was saying before. All the Mishnah is saying is no major change. Ella, you don't use a shore to figure out the Teva B'chol Beima Beima. Mishnah is telling us that there are five animals, they have a different Teva. That's it. And that's what Shmuel was pointing out when Shmuel said, look, there's Urche, Lav Urche, you have to figure it out. But there's no Chiddush in principle. It's a Chiddush of example. So comes the Vilna Gaon and says, but when you read the Rambam, he's saying something else. So Enoch Hanami, Magid Mishnah says, not so. Magid Mishnah Rambam's like everybody else. End of story. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, Rambam spoil it. So you look at the Rambam and you see that the Rambam does not quote Shmuel. That the Rambam says Lahazik and doesn't say Mitchilas Briyosa Lin Shoyach Lin Goyach and so on. So, and the Rambam is not being machalik between Rishus HaRabim, is not saying that these animals have any chiyuv bachlal Rishus HaRabim. So l'chayra, that's what the Vilna Gaon is saying, that the Rambam paskins against Shmuel. There's grounds to say that because the sugya ends up with a kash and Shmuel. Good. So on solid ground. Good. Ad kan. The Rambam, that's the Vilna Gaon Shir, the Rambam and the Tosfos Cholek. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rambam? Chiddush is that when it comes to certain animals, so there is no din of lav urche. Good. So you have a kasha. But lav urche is a metzias. How can he lav urche? Shmuel wasn't making it up. So how can we turn around and say lav urche? So therefore, once you learn the Pshat and the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon, so what we're saying is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that legabe these animals is no din of Karen Mahizra Dvarim. So the Rambam pointed out, if you're saying this exeris of kosav will be b'steyacher, that whenever an animal does urche, it's, and you're only chayv b'steyacher, and you're always going to be potter, so in lachari you can't say this. You can't say this din. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said lav urche b'shus rav is potter. Sorry, urche b'shus rav, lav urche is not. It's exeris of kosav. So you couldn't have such a chiddush that lav urche is going to be potter b'shus rav. It's connected to exeris of kosav. So that Tosis holding their rosh, Tosis couldn't have never said this far. He has to say it's recalibration. He can't say that with Lugari these animals were not going to apply the Xeris Akosav of Ubir Bisayacher that Urche Rishus Ramas Potter. Sorry. And that Labrachi is Chayim. But if you hold that the Bir Bisayacher is Machanish Asvara, and what the Rif says, that the point of Yisayachar is not to create a template which cannot be revisited, but for care, it was to explain to us a Svara. What's the Svara? That the Torah did not place upon a person the obligation of Shmira, which they cannot do. And that's why if you have an animal that's a behema and it's doing Urchei and Shem Nirvego, that's placing too much of responsibility. So then you could say, and I happen to have a pet monkey and a pet lion. So it stands to reason then that to expect me to be able to watch over its urche and its lav urche, so that is more than, is a greater responsibility than the Torah places upon. So then it would, we could understand. Right, or simply you could say that the svara that patters you up because the nizik shouldn't have put a stuff there, all right, that'd apply as well. So Eli's kash is, why isn't there a din de raisa? Why isn't there a Lisano dam reyecha? Why isn't there some din that says that it's also to schlep dangerous animals into the? Why are we even considering the person has a number of bartalus? Was that?
Say
inshmir el
asakin when it comes to any of these animals.
Ad kerei kach, they shouldn't be. So lechayra, all of these things are situations where they are deemed safe, right? Because otherwise you have abnosins then. All right. So that we can discuss that tomorrow. That's the top tesis in Tezayim and Beis. Well, we can discuss a little bit. And that's the sugya in Sanhedrin Tezvav. All right, but lechayra, this is the. This is how to understand this Tosfos and this Rambam. All right, how to pshat in the Mishnah. All right, please keep on going back to Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, because after that it's a little bit of a Gadata, maybe not a Gadata, but a very light halacha, and they'll be able to move on to the second paragraph.